Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now, 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Grudge Talk. I know you know that I'm your host, the Wild Man, Ron Thomas. It's Wednesday, and like I always say, I'll let you know what date it is in case you want to go back and listen to the show. June the 24th, 2015. And like I say, I'm not going to tie you up too long because there are plenty of shows going on today. I just got a couple of things that I got to cover. Okay, first of all, let me tell you what happened. Jay Barnes is unable to come on the show tonight. This is his anniversary night, and so I know how that goes. Therefore, I'm not even going to call Tony Bynes. I was going to call Tony Bynes because it seems like he's having a dispute about SEAL Team 6, you know, and the standings that they're in. The only thing I've got to say right now, because neither one of them on the line, is the season is still young. So without any further ado, I'm going to go right to Mike Hill because I want Mike Hill to let us know what's going on this weekend. He's got a big show going on, and I got a couple other people that I'm going to put on the line and let them tell you about a race they got going on. So, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Wild Man. I'm doing good.
All right. Tell us about the race that's coming up this weekend.
We got our 35,000 miles. 28-29 small block night race this weekend. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, it's the good Lord willing, but I mean, regardless, it's getting better for us. But Friday night, well, I mean, we got a ton of locked in grudge races, man. I mean, a lot of grudge races locked in. I mean, they don't want to miss it. You know, if they can get to it, well, I mean, people don't want to miss this. It's going to be something serious. You know, like I said, just keep your fingers crossed. Hope the good Lord give us some good weather, you know. Thursday and Friday look good. Now they were looking bad. They done turned around only 10%. So hopefully Saturday gets good for us. And like I said, we got racers been calling from all over, man. And they were coming from a lot of different states and wanted to get in on it. So I'm hoping we can pull it off.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on tonight, Mike, is because I always notice what's happening in the grudge racing community. And I noticed that it's taking a turn and it's going back to grudge racing. And I'm not trying to build your head up or swirl your head up or anything, but it's mainly because of some of the things that you're doing at some of your races. You know, like you said, you got plenty of grudge races coming up, and on the line right now, I got one person that wanted to talk about a race that he got coming up, or I should say they got coming up. Crew Chief, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Wild Man?
Nothing, Muck. I got Mike Keel on the line, and he's going to, you know, I told him that it's going to be short because I know it's a lot of shows going on, but I wanted you on the line because I can remember when you guys would come down for the class races and also grudge race. Now, what's happening with y'all this weekend?
Wild Man, this weekend we got King B out of the great state of Texas. He's coming over to Carolina House of Hook to, engage with his squad. Hold on before I get all that. What's going on, Mike? I ain't speak, but what's going
what
on,
up,
Mike? We got King B coming. King B coming over. He decided he wanna see his Big Low just hype or what. You know, he wanna see what it's all about. So I guess we gonna show him exactly what is about live in HD Saturday night around 10 o'clock. So we locked in for 10 o'clock. Saturday night heads up, 8 Mile Pro Tree 29. Like I say, that's Big Low.
Okay.
Hit
well,
squad
you know,
racing against King B.
That's what I wanted to know about, the Hit Squad racing. Tell me about the Hit Squad racing.
Well, you know, Hit Squad, we're definitely going to be in there. I got my, you know, Hit Squad backed up by my main man, the one and only T5. He'll be in the building. They got a shootout going on Friday night, if I'm not mistaken. They got a middleweight shootout Friday night going on. We're going to be participating in that. And we're going to try to take the money home. Me,
okay.
I'll be there doing my thing, the normal trash talking, and, you know, holding down the crew and, you know, helping them with whatever they need to get the job done. So, you know, I'll be in there in my normal form. Where the camera's at, where all the action at, live, talking trash, and just getting them here a while, man, all weekend long.
MTL.
Hey, okay. Hey, Rugrat, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Got Mike and crew chief from Big Low on the line right now. And Mike is just talking about the race coming up this week. Crew chief was talking about a race that he got locked in coming up this week. What's going on? What you got on your plate? You still there?
I'm here and transferred over to my truck.
Oh, okay. All right, so what you got coming up this weekend?
I got one little lock-in race. I'm going to try to get some more before it's over with. I got locked-in race with Romeo 2. And they got big hopes and big dreams, and we're going to see if we can go ahead and just crush them.
Okay. All right.
Do what we do.
Okay. Well, you know, like I say, Mike is on the line, and also crew chief from Big Low, and he just told me that the whole hit, what is it, crew chief? What do you call them? The Hit Squad?
Yes, sir. Hit Squad, the one and only, baby.
Okay.
They said another Hit Squad. We got another Hit Squad somewhere else in another state, but it's only one Hit Squad from Florida. So,
well, that's
know.
What I say. Don't worry about all these all just jumping up all of a sudden with the same name as everyone else, because everyone knows who the original Hit Squad is, and that's Big Low and T5. You know, and just like I think there's a Rugrat trying to come up somewhere, Matt, but I don't know for sure.
When they hear Rugrat, though, they don't automatically think if there's another one, they don't automatically think of that same one. Then, from what I understood, there's a Rugrat too somewhere coming too. I don't know where,
yeah.
But I did hear that too.
Yeah,
I
ain't
heard
that
where
also.
It's at.
Well, the only thing I can say is everyone just keep watching, and something will pop up. And I got one caller with the hand up. I know everyone is busy trying to get some things together. Mike Hill is eating dinner, and, you know, he's always out with his family eating dinner, especially that little one. And I can understand that. Crew chief and them is working on the car, trying to get it ready. And I also know, Matt, that you're doing some things to get Rugrat ready.
Yeah, some normal old maintenance, little stuff to make sure everything's good to go, and we ain't got no little slips and little just-in-case problems.
Uh-huh. Okay, so just making sure. Okay, I got one hand up. Let me see if that hand is still up. The hand is not up, so, you know, what I do is, like I say, there are a whole bunch of shows that's going on. A lot of them, you know, is not even set up close to mine. And mine is about information, and that's some information that I think that everyone needed to get out, and that was about Rugrat and the car that he's running, and also Big Low and the race that he got up, you know. So it's going to be some grudge racing going on, Mike. So if you got anything else, Mike, I'll just turn it over to you, and then I'm out of here because I don't need to do a two-hour show to get the information done. There's a lot of people on the line. But there ain't no need to be answering. If you want to ask Mike a question, Big Low, or Matt Rugrat, push the one button and I'll let you ask the questions. If not, you know what I'm saying. I got the quickest show in town. It might not be as fast as the car, but it's a quick show. Go ahead, Mike.
No, Rob, man, I'm good. Just like I said, still everybody's
keep an eye on Facebook. We'll let, some things we let everybody know Friday morning, sometimes.
Okay.
Brother Will.
All right. All right. Well, I see that Matt already jumped off because, like he said, he's doing some maintenance on the car. Anything that you want to add, Big Low, crew chief?
Hey, I just everybody have safe travels, you know, for everyone who's going to be traveling this weekend, you know, regardless whether you're coming to Mike Hill or whoever race you're headed to. If you're out on the highway traveling, you know, just be safe out there on the highway, and I look forward to seeing, you know, everybody the weekend and getting ready to, you know, just handle business, do work, and, you know.
Okay, crew chief. And also want to remind everyone that it is hot. I mean, it is hot up here in the Augusta area. We're looking at 105 degrees, heat index, 100 degrees almost every day. The only way that it cools off is we have the little thunderstorm comes in and, you know, cool it off, but then it's right back, the temperature's right back up. So I don't think that would be a problem as far as the rain goes with the show coming up this weekend, because it's so hot that the rain will come through and cool everything down, and then it'll dry up just like that. So, Mike, anything else you want to add before you go?
No, well, man, I'm good. Like I said, we care about how safe travel.
Okay. All right. Well, I will call you. I will call you Saturday, and it ain't to get in free. It's so that I know that the handicap parking is going to be full, so I'm going to call you so I don't have to go way down there. But then the Bigelow and them are going to be there. I might camp out with them like I normally do. All right?
Yeah, do that. Wild man. We'll make people fall up.
Okay. Well, I know that there are some other shows going on, and these guys are still trying to lock in some races, so I'm not going to tie up this show with y'all and everything. And I know if they want to, because I look down the line and they're listening on the show. So if you want to talk to these guys, I'm freeing up the lines right now because I'm getting ready to say, hey, it's been fun, but I got to run. And the wife is standing in the doorway right now saying, remember, you're doing a short show. And I said, yes, I am. So until next time, you know, I'm at the point now that I got to say yes, dear, you know, and that's all there is to it. And also, I got to remind everyone that my daughter is preaching her first sermon in Atlanta this Sunday at Lakeside Baptist Church. And so, you know, I'm being blessed this year. And I thank the Lord for everything that's happening with me in my life, my wife, and my daughter. So that's the way to go. So until next time, like I always say, hey, stay true to the game and always put him first. And everybody know who I'm talking about. Until next time, I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.